teachers and parents that she set out to research similar schools around the state, with an eye toward writing a book about Texas's fledgling gifted education movement. A few years later, after her son had moved on to junior high, Ray returned to tour the program, nestled in a wing of River Oaks Elementary School west of downtown Houston. The school's principal chose a student to accompany her on the visit, an articulate, sandy-haired sixth grader whose parents asked only that his real name not be used in print. So Ray called him Tim. Tim, Julie Ray wrote in her book, Turning on Bright Minds, A Parent Looks at Gifted Education in Texas, was a student of general intellectual excellence, slight of build, friendly but serious. He was not particularly gifted in leadership, according to his teachers, but he moved confidently among his peers and articulately extolled the virtues of the novel he was reading at the time, J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit. Tim, 12, was already competitive. He told Ray he was reading a variety of books to qualify for a special reader's certificate, but compared himself unfavorably to another classmate who claimed, improbably, that she was reading a dozen books a week. Tim also showed Ray a science project he was working on called an Infinity Cube, a battery-powered contraption with rotating mirrors that created the optical illusion of an endless tunnel. Tim modeled the device after one he had seen in a store. That one cost $22, but mine was cheaper, he told Ray. Teachers said that three of Tim's projects were being entered in a local science competition that drew most of its submissions from students in junior and senior high schools. The school faculty praised Tim's ingenuity, but one can imagine they were wary of his intellect. To practice tabulating statistics for math class, Tim had developed a survey to evaluate the sixth grade teachers. The goal, he said, was to assess instructors on how they teach, not as a popularity contest. He administered the survey to classmates, and at the time of the tour was in the process of calculating the results and graphing the relative performance of each teacher. Tim's average day, as Ray described it, was packed. He woke early and caught a 7 o'clock bus a block from home. He arrived at school after a 20-mile ride and went through a blaze of classes devoted to math, reading, physical education, science, Spanish, and art. There was time reserved for individual projects and small group discussions. In one lesson, Julie Ray described seven students, including Tim, sat in a tight circle in the principal's office for an exercise called productive thinking. They were given brief stories to read quietly to themselves and then discuss. The first story involved archaeologists who returned after an expedition and announced they had discovered a cache of precious artifacts, a claim that later turned out to be fraudulent. Ray recorded snippets of the ensuing dialogue. They probably wanted to become famous. They wished away the things they didn't want to face. Some people go through life thinking like they always have. You should be patient. Analyze what you have to work with. Tim told Julie Ray that he loved these exercises. The way the world is, you know, someone could tell you to press the button. You have to be able to think what you're doing for yourself. Ray found it impossible to interest a publisher in Turning on Bright Minds. Editors at the big houses said the subject matter was too narrow. So, in 1977, she took the money she'd earned from writing advertising copy for a Christmas catalog, printed 1,000 paperbacks, and distributed them herself. More than 30 years later, I found a copy in the Houston Public Library. I also tracked down Julie Ray, who now lives in Central Texas and works on planning and communications for environmental and cultural causes. She said she had watched Tim's rise to fame and fortune over the past 2 decades with admiration and amazement, but without much surprise. When I met him as a young boy, his ability was obvious, and it was being nurtured and encouraged by the new program, she says. The program also benefited by his responsiveness and enthusiasm for learning. It was a total validation of the concept. She recalls what one teacher said all those years ago when Ray asked her to estimate the grade level